Paragimel Pasuk Yud Beis of Megillas Esther. Ay, 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 ay. The bad news is now coming. Haman convinced the king, without a whole lot of effort, to destroy all of the Jewish people using a claim that had been used originally by Bilam. If you go all the way back, Heinam Levadad Yishkon, where Bilam said, a people that dwells alone, v'uvagoyim lo yischashav, and is not counted among the rest of the nations, is not thought of as one of the nations. Jewish peoplehood. Haman is using that as a way to attack the Jews in the eyes of King Ahasuerus, the dim-witted. And so, the king's secretaries were summoned in the first month of Nisan, Bishlosha Asarbo, on the 13th day of the first month. Immediately, Haman didn't even waste a minute, Erev Pesach, figuring rightly that the Jews would be going wild in their homes trying to clean for Pesach, and they're not paying attention. Haman. Oh, beautiful trop. Puzzle on the Haman. And they wrote down, and it was written down, doesn't say they wrote, says it was written down, according to everything that Haman had commanded, El Achash Dar Penei HaMelech, to the king's satraps, to the higher governors, V'el HaPachos Asher Al Medino Medino, and the governors of every province, so every layer of government is going to be included. The king's viceroys, or satraps, then the administrative governors of every province, like Mickey, the wonderful governor of New Jersey, who is already trying to put together her own edicts as it comes. And the officers of every people, so going from the highest to the lowest official, every province in its own writing, its own script, v'am v'am kilashono, at each people in its own language. B'shem ha-melech Achashverosh nichtav, in the name of King Achashverosh it was written, v'nechtam b'taba'as ha-melech, and sealed with the king's signet ring. This is going to be important later when we say that the king is going to command to remove the edicts. So once again, this impulsive, inconsistent king, but with the signet ring sealing the official documents, this means that it's a real deal, and every government official should do it and say, I was just following orders. The Chazal tell us, the Medrash says, Achashverosh hated the Jews more than Haman. Usually, the buyer is the one giving a mashkon, giving a pledge, a guarantee to the seller, but here it's the seller giving the pledge. Here, you take my ring, do what you will with it. V'nishloach sifarim. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Biyad Harotzim El Kom Dinos HaMelech. Letters were sent, v'nishloach, interesting verb phrase there. Letters were sent by courier, by runners, by special delivery to El Kom Dinos HaMelech, to all the provinces of the king. Lahashmid, to destroy. Laharog, to murder. Ula'abed, and to exterminate. Es Kol HaYehudim, all of the Jews, very Hitler-esque. Certainly he did much the same, or attempted much the same. Minar v'ad zokein, from young to elderly, taf v'noshim, children and women, b'yom echad, on one specific day, or date. B'shlosha asar l'chodesh neim asar hu chodesh ador. On the 13th day, l'chodesh, don't want to make that mistake while I'm leaning, of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, ushlalam lavos, and their possessions would be open for plundering. So we put a little extra motivation in there for all of the local Jews and all of the local government officials, everybody, that they're going to lose everything that they've got. And interestingly, the women should be murdered too, not raped, not tormented and tortured and taken by the men. So, terrible stuff. And Pashegen Aksav, Pashe Yudalad, Lihinasen Dospachom Dino Mdino, the copies of the document were to be spread for the decree to make this law in each province and province, Galui Lachol Ha'amim, openly revealed, published to all of the peoples, Lios Asidim La Yomazeh, so that they should be ready for the Asid, for the future, on that day, publicly displayed in town squares, sent out to everybody. But the Gra says it didn't say exactly what. The public documents just said be ready for military action, but without saying exactly what. And the Gra says this because of the last pasuk in the Perek, Tesvav, Horatzim Yatsu Dechufim Bidvar HaMelech. Now we're laning Eichatrup already. The Eichatrup parts of the Megillah are some of the most affecting in the entire thing, that you're running at a breakneck speed on your way through, waiting for the next Haman to go clap Hamans and Groggers. But Horatzim Yatsu Dechufim Bidvar HaMelech. The runners, the couriers, FedEx, went forth in a big hurry by order of the king. Next day, prime delivery. The edict was distributed in the capital of Shushan, and that's why the Gra says that it didn't say why, what, how, who is the target. So everybody was confused in Shushan. And having just concluded the death of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, Haman and the king sit down to have a drink. Ahasuerus never said no to a drink, to celebrate the decree. The Medrash says that the Haman wanted to get the king drunk so that he wouldn't have time to regret or take it back. We know. The king likes to get drunk and then has regrets later. Vashti, I miss you. V'ayir Shushan Navocha. And the city of Shushan, I always thought Navocha meant crying, which it does, but almost everybody translates it as bewildered, confused. If a Jew went out to the market going shopping, Persians would taunt him and say, tomorrow I'm going to kill you and plunder your property, says the Medrash. This came very true, by the way, in the 1920s. The Arab massacres of the Jews. People all know about the Hebron massacre of 1927. What people don't know is that the Arabs attacked something like 54 different Jewish settlements. Tel Aviv, Yerushalayim, and the Arabs taunted them during the days leading up, going, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you. And the British were there during the British Mandate Palestine, and they did nothing. So everybody's perplexed. So Rabbi Lamb says, perplexed might be too weak a word. City of Shushan is the Jewish population. Perhaps overwhelmed is more accurate. Persian Jewry was completely unprepared for the possibility of genocide. And Persia Jews thought, it can't happen here. Surely civilized men in a cultured society cannot suddenly be transformed into beasts. The Jews of Persia were comfortable in their society. They were being entertained in the, quote, White House, unquote, of the Persians and the Medes. They were citizens of the empire, subjects of the king. They didn't stand out as Jews. When Haman ascended to the office of prime minister, they thought, even if he's a little bit of an extremist and secretive and aggressive, but he'll be good for the empire and for business. Their naivete left them vulnerable, exposed to the sudden and climactic awareness of human bestiality and degradation. The bitter truth was a traumatic revelation. Their naivete left them incredulous and defenseless. My teacher, Rabbi Soloveitchik, said the naivete comes from the Jewish faith that man is created in the image, B'Tselem Elokim, in the image of God. Man can't be capable of senseless evil, cruelty, atrocities, and irrational malice. But the thing about Tselem Elokim is that we have a capacity for good, a potential for moral heroism and saintliness. But it doesn't mean left to his own resorts, man will do the right thing. And so every time we're surprised. The Nova Festival was a festival celebrating peace with the Palestinians. We're always surprised when time and time again this sort of behavior recurs and blows up with Jewish victims aplenty. I'm sorry, I know I went long today, but that statement by Rabbi Lamb and Rav Soloveitchik is just immortal and timeless because we're seeing it yet again. Long after both men have left us, we're seeing that they saw the future, and the future is 2026.